Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
Fine, thanks, and feeling good because I got last week's challenge.
I said, start with the words Wells and Fargo. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for what a dog might do and a five-letter word for what a dog might have. What are the words?
Well, he might growl, and he might also have fleas.
All right, Ian. Today, March 25th, 2016, is Good Friday. Observed by Christians on the Friday before Easter Sunday, the day commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus. The use of the word good is somewhat contested. Some say it stems from an archaic definition meaning of a day or season observed as holy by the church. Others believe it to be a corruption of God Friday. Today we'll have a Good Friday of our own. Each correct answer will contain the word good.
Very good.
What magazine, founded in May of 1885, established their famous seal of approval in 1909 in conjunction with the founding of a research institute whose headquarters included a kitchen, a facility for testing household devices, and a domestic science laboratory?
I will say Good Housekeeping.
And Good Housekeeping is part of a group of magazines called The Seven Sisters, which is traditionally aimed at married women. Other magazines in that group include Better Homes and Gardens and Red Book. What geographical feature was first reached in the modern age of exploration by Vasco da Gama and Bartholomew Diaz, and is the legendary home of the ill-fated ship the Flying Dutchman, but, contrary to popular belief, is not the southern tip of Africa, a distinction that belongs to a point some 90 miles east-southeast?
The Cape of Good Hope?
The Cape of Good Hope is right. And the tip of Africa is where the Atlantic and the Indian Ocean currents meet, and that point fluctuates around the Cape of Good Hope one direction or the other, and so that's the genesis of the belief that that's the southernmost point of the continent. Described by its creator, Alton Brown, as, quote, inspired by the idea of combining Julia Child, Mr. Wizard, and Monty Python, what long-running Food Network show explored the science behind cooking in some 250 episodes, including ones called Squid Pro Quo and Your Pad Thai or Mine?
I don't think I know this.
Not a Food Network fan, are we? Well, at least you're not doing a show with somebody who works at a culinary school or anything. The title is sort of a slang term for what you might call a particularly tasty meal.
Good Eats?
Good Eats is the title, yes. Released as a single in November of 1974 by Linda Ronstadt and included on her album Heart Like a Wheel, what song tells the story of a necessary breakup, the singer proclaiming, I've learned my lesson, it left a scar, now I see how you really are.
Another Linda Ronstadt swing and a miss for me.
The next line of the chorus repeats the title five or six times, and she says, you're no good, you're no good, you're no good, baby, you're no good. And finally, what famous Edward R. Murrow sign-off was used as the title for a 2005 film starring David Strathairn as Murrow and George Clooney as Murrow's co-producer, Fred Friendly?
Well, I'll just borrow the phrase one time only. Good night and good luck.
You are correct. If you were the host of a television news magazine, what would your sign-off be? Who would play you in the movie? Let us know. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Take a break from the Easter dinner this week and surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions where you can get another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase good and evil. Rearrange the letters to spell the seven-letter name of something that travels on water and the four-letter name of something you can do to get into water. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge. Have a great Good Friday, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.